Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the move of God. I love the move of the Spirit. I love all that the Lord our God is doing. I've never been so motivated to follow God in my life. I love Him. And I thank God that His return is soon. And I thank Him that He's going to help us win many that will be lost. The Lord is after people. He has a plan in place that will bless people that's on the edge of knowing Him. He's going to help them make sober choices. And they'll have to choose, but He is doing things in their favor. And that's what's so wonderful about the Lord. He thinks of everything too. And He helps us out. He loves mankind. He loves us deeply. And when the enemy tried to lie to me, what helped me conquer his lies and his persuasions is the love of God. I thought about how God, He left heaven, became a man, and died in my place. And that was a unique love to me. And I said, I want to get to know the Lord that would do something like that. When you're born in this world, you feel disconnected. Your knowledge of God is shaped by your first authority figures. You only have clues to go on. And the goodness of people, the kindness, that's what helps you see Him. It's hard for people to trust God when their authority figures were mean or stingy or indifferent towards them. Because that's the same way that Satan tries to portray God to everybody. He wants people to think that God is in the distance. He's using the dark veil to his advantage. And that is, you can't see God face to face. You have to trust His words. Now, the truth is, He's right there with you. You're never far away from God. He's right there with you. He's omnipresent. He's Spirit. And He's with you. And I don't know how He does all the things He do, but that's how the Word is written, and I believe all of it. I believe it. And I'll get it all sorted out later. When we go to heaven, we have eternity to learn how God do all the wonderful things He does. And I'm sure it's simple too. Because everything I learned about Him is not complicated. It makes so much sense. He presents things in such a simplified way, you wonder why you didn't understand it in the first place. But the Lord can do amazing things. And it's easy for Him to do whatever it is He's doing. It's not hard for God to help us. We just have to get to the point where we believe Him. And then He's released to help us. And we have to, our love towards God makes the difference. Our faith in Him makes the difference. Now, a lot of times people, when they limit faith to being to having like a skill, you believe God for something and then God does it. You believe God's word for something you want and then God performs it. But it's much more different than it's much greater than that. That's the kind of faith that men like. But the faith I'm talking about looks to God with a heart full of sincerity. And that's the kind of faith God is talking about. And I hope I can explain it well. But Habakkuk said, he whose heart is lifted up is not upright in it. But the just shall live by his faith. Now, all the Old Testament prophets that love God, they were looking for a promise. David talked about the Lord said to my Lord. He was looking for Jesus. He had some revelation about who Jesus is and what the Lord was coming to do. And prophets would always warn people and tell them what would happen if they didn't walk in God's way and stop and leave the sins of this world alone and forsake it. Now, those whose hearts got lifted up in pride, they always messed up. They did wrong because their heart was not right towards God. But the just shall live by his faith. The just people, they fear the Lord. They love God. They want to do right because it's right. And that's the kind of faith I'm talking about. The kind of faith that has integrity before the Lord. That has sincerity. No desire to do any evil. And they are determined to do righteousness. Now, this kind of faith is sincere towards the Lord. It's the highest form of sincerity. And that kind of sincerity attracts sincerity. Why? Because you look into the Lord. Remember what Jesus said. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Full of light. All of you. See, your body is the capsule. It encloses your mind and your spirit. So if your whole body is full of light, every part of you, he could have said your whole being is full of light. Including your body, your heart. Your heart is perfect towards the Lord. When you're looking to him and learning and growing, that's the best you can do, is to look to the Lord and learn and grow. The Lord once taught me about the mind. He said there's only two types of mindsets. That's a renewed mind and a deceived mind, which is a sober mind or a drunken mind. If you're growing and learning, your mind is you're renewing it. But a deceived mind is looking, it has another focus. But when you're looking to the Lord, that's how we win. That's how we grow. We're learning the truth. We're learning the truth. We'll continue to learn the truth. We're learning more about the truth. And we're in agreement with it. And it has its own purification process because you're looking to the Lord. You're taking him at his word. We don't see him face to face. We see him through the scriptures, through what he said. What he said is true. What he said has, it backs you. It supports you. It takes you forward. And I know a lot of these recordings sound the same, but there are different aspects in each one. This is the kind of faith that the Lord is talking about. Now, the kind of faith that men like, that's when you can believe God for the promises that he gave. And all things is a grace, a promise. So, from salvation to your daily provision. And men can be satisfied with having all their provisions met. And sometimes that's not enough. If they get into the lust of the eye, they can't be satisfied. And the lust of the flesh can't be satisfied. There's no satisfaction in those things. It's just temporal pleasure. But that's not life. Life, true life, is when you love God and you love man. You love his people. You love his will. You love his way. You love his counsel. You love his words. You love his plans. You love his creation. Throughout my life, I thank God for the earth. I thank God for You know, this is a wonderful planet. And it would look so much better if people love God. It's designed right. But men are over it. And the earth does what men does. But God's creation is still good. I don't want to leave it. I wouldn't want to get on a rocket and leave here, because this is where I belong. Now, when the Lord returns, and you know, I'm going to leave with Him, because that's where I belong at that time. When it's time to go, I'm going with Him, where I belong. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. So I belong where God says I belong. And I know one day we'll get to see other places that God made. This isn't the only planet that God made. Cold religion teaches that. That's just a persuasion that the enemy gave people, and they bought into it. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions." Nice places to live. And that's something we'll get to. And I thank the Lord for all that He's doing in us. We all have a part to play in the kingdom of God. And we all have a duty to perform. And I totally desire to do it with all that's in my heart, according to what God reveals. Whatever the Lord reveals, that's what I do. And I want to do all that's in His heart. That's what faith is. That's what real faith looks to God. That's an easy way to define the kind of faith I'm talking about. Now, faith is a definer. It's how we access heaven. We believe, we have to believe, and then we speak. But faith is more than just speaking a promise into existence. It's a definer, but it's also the highest form of sincerity. Yesterday in the Sunday school class, in the communion class, we taught something about faith. Faith is always current. It's always on. It's always doing what it, it's always looking to God. And we stay in faith in the things of God. We stay in faith in His word, in His will, in His counsel. Just like we love our children. We never stop loving our children. And we never stop taking God at His word. Because God loves us. Faith knows the revelation of God's love. And the Lord doesn't do anything that's not wise. He doesn't do anything that's not good. Everything He does works. And He has a strong plan in how He does things. He loves us. And His counsel is good and perfect. True. The Lord our God is pure. His motives are pure. And as we trust Him, we become like Him in character, in integrity, in determination. And the Lord helps us grow. Now, one of the best things that the Lord do for us is to help us grow. Because as we grow, we gain abilities. We're able to do more than we used to. Many feel like they've grown, that they can believe God for something they greatly desire, such as a car or a house or they can, or certain amounts of money to buy things that they totally desire. But it's more than that. The abilities you get when you grow, and education, which gives you a great advantage in this life. A godly education supersedes the best teaching that a man can give you. Now, let's say you finish, you took courses for your career, and you're good at it, and then you're trained by the Lord. How much more can you bring to the table? How much more wisdom? You can see beyond the gates that you're within. When the Lord teaches me things, I see far beyond the gates that I'm used to. Now the gates, those are my limitations. I just call them gates because that we can relate to them. But the way people think, they think within a gate. And that's their world. But the Lord will, His training takes you far beyond what you're used to. And you see things more clearly, and you do things in a much greater way. Now, a lot of times people think, when they think about growing, they think they have to stop being satisfied with their life. Some people are satisfied in life. They live where they want to live. They don't desire another house. They don't desire another car. They love their wife. They love their everyday routine. And the enemy will say, well, you don't need to grow anymore. Now I'm going to show you something. You may have all the things that you want, the trappings, the things you used to, which is fine. That gives, although if you're satisfied in life already, that gives you another advantage in growing. You can focus more on the things of God and appreciate the things you already got even more when you're growing from glory to glory. And God will give you wisdom that's just off the charts, way beyond the gates that you used to. And he might lead you to write a book about it, or write a screenplay. We want to leave this world in better shape than we found it. We want to give the next generation an advantage. I do. And we should. When you grow, you just naturally want to. And the Lord taught me something years ago about ministry, about preaching. Preaching, when you're giving people words, when you're teaching words, you're saying things and they're hearing you, that's good for them. They can learn and grow. But a greater way to teach is with visuals. If people can see the word in operation, such as in a play, a movie, they see it and they can understand it faster, and the word can take root quicker. And sometimes in my messages, the Lord will have me to portray what I was talking about. And a lot of times, He give me in the course of my dialogue, He gives me word pictures, such as that gate, things you can't forget. So that we can go forward in Him. And the Lord is not limited. He's going to take you as far as you go and as fast as you can go. He teaches us and trains us at our pace. He loves us so much. He don't teach us at His pace, which He can do. He teaches us at our pace, primarily. Now, if He needs us to understand something and there's an emergency, and, you know, He do things like He did with Jonah. He prepared a fish to take Jonah to land. And He transported him. He did a 3-day journey in one day. And He warned the people of Nineveh because God was running out of time. Just as The justice of God had to destroy Nineveh, just like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, because they were set in their ways and wouldn't stop. But if they had Jonah to teach them, to warn them, he knew they'd repent. And either they repent or they continue in that way. And the king repented. I don't know if there's ever a king that repented like him, even in Judah. This man repented. He didn't even let the animals eat. Everybody fasted. Everybody. If it had a mouth, it didn't eat. And they were in sackcloth and ashes, asking the Lord not to judge their country. And God saw this, and he prepared it. He did a lot of things in their behalf so that Jonah could get there. Now, that things like that will happen. Accelerations will happen. Miracles will happen among those that love God. You know, if the Lord guides you in ministry, you're going to see some. At this point in the hour, I'm sure it's safe to say you're going to see miracles. When you're around people that can receive and operate in the God kind of faith. Because, you know, I don't know. I try to fathom how much a person is worth. One person is worth to God. But I remember he bought us with his own blood. I would say each person is worth more than billions to God. There's no amount of money that a man can come up with how much a person's worth. But he lets us choose our own way, our destiny, whether we go to heaven or hell. That's up to us. And God won't steal us if we choose to go to hell. But he loves us. And I want to treat people like God treats me. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.